Stephen Paddock, the man authorities say is responsible for the attack on concert goers in Las Vegas over the weekend, was prescribed a drug in June that is known to have dangerous side effects. As people seek to explain why a man with no criminal record or record of violence, who was a retired IRS worker and real estate investor who seemed to be enjoying a life full of golf and gambling, would commit such an act. As to be expected, groups with various social political agendas have seized on the tragedy to push their various agendas. The usual conspiracy buffs like Alex Jones are reporting without any evidence that Paddock converted to Islam and was ordered by ISIS to carry out the attack. Others are claiming Paddock was a white supremacist and lacking any evidence of any racist views expressed publicly or privately. The allegations seem to be based solely on Paddock being a white male who only rented apartments to those with good credit. Others are circulating what appear to be a Photoshop obituary for a Stephen Paddock, alleging the government and the media is lying about the assailant and that Paddock was not the shooter, while others posted pictures of another man with the same name who was not anywhere in the state of Nevada during the mass murder spree. Paddock did not leave a suicide note or political manifesto that has been found, and there are no reports of ISIS flags, Nazi or Confederate paraphernalia found in his hotel room or home. However, there is evidence, according to law enforcement, that Paddock had been taking the drug diazepam, which has over 40 side effects, including outbursts of anger, feeling that others are watching you or controlling your behavior, feeling that others can hear your thoughts, feeling, seeing, or hearing things that are not there, hyper-excitability, irritability, and unusual behavior, just to name a few. Details are still emerging from the case, and people may not get the answers they are looking for, but it sure isn't stopping some from engaging in irresponsible conjecture for social media likes and click-throughs. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News report. For more, visit blacktalkradionetwork.com.